Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
So Rob mentioned this earlier. I didn't see it until then. I picked it up in the Sun Crimes today. As Michael Talk inched his car forward in the right turn lane at a red light in Stone Park, he says he was careful to stop before merging into traffic, but a red light camera says he had to pay a $100 ticket. His attorney says that violates the law. Since March 2020, that right turn lane camera at Mannheim Road and Lake Street has generated $695,000 in fines for the village. That's in less than 2 years, one camera going on $1 million. Illinois law says, now listen to this, the drivers must stop before a stop line or crosswalk. Automated traffic law enforcement systems like red light cameras are prohibited from ticketing drivers who make complete stops before entering the intersection, even if the stop occurs after the stop line or crosswalk. I think I know what I just said. Bob Fioretti, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing fine, thanks. I think you summed it up fairly well.
Well, hold on a second, Bob. Let me see if I did. So if I understand correctly, and you are representing this guy, Michael Talk, in other words, if I come to a stop, a full stop before the line, it's red, but now I start to venture out, I'm crossing that line, the camera might think that I'm violating it because I haven't stopped yet, but the camera doesn't know I already did. I'm going to get a ticket even though I can proceed forward to make a right on red, correct?
That is correct. The law specifically was changed in 2009 to say you can go beyond the stop walk. That white line that you see at every intersection anyway, and if you can go beyond it as long as there's no pedestrians or bicyclists in that crosswalk.
Sure, sure. And sometimes you see signs about that, no ride on red while pedestrians are present. And I thought, well, duh. But anyway,
absolutely.
Okay, but then...
But here's the other problem with this, what Stone Park is doing. If one looks at a ticket that they receive from Stone Park, it's issued by a uniformed police officer of Stone Park. He has looked at the video and determined that you were in violation. So the hundreds of thousands of dollars that are generated by this single stop camera enforcement has the acknowledgement of the village by a uniformed police officer, and that officer determined that it was a perfectly legal stop in violation.
Wait, it was a perfect legal to...
For them, in their minds.
Yeah.
The fact that the statute was changed in 2009.
Okay, but wait, I still have a question about this, though. So does the camera see far enough back to notice that I've stopped completely before? You know, because here's what happens. Sometimes you see somebody who has straddled the crosswalk. You've come to a complete stop behind that person and behind the crosswalk, but you haven't gone right up to the crosswalk yet, but you've come to a complete stop. Now that person progresses forward and you progress forward too, but you've really stopped right at that spot. Does the camera know all of this? Does the video capture all of that?
Yes, it sees you going into the turn and it sees you as you exit into the traffic.
Yeah, but so I want to make sure it sees me coming to a complete stop before.
And it sees you coming to a complete stop, yes.
Okay, so then why are they issuing tickets if the camera sees all of that?
See, that's the problem with this whole issue. I mean, first of all, the camera company gets about $40 a ticket. So
well,
that's number one.
That concludes today's interview. Good night, everybody.
Yes, and it's a clear indication here that Stone Park officials have, I'll say, completely relinquished doing real traffic safety patrolling, and they depend on these devices to study, according to study after study, to just they should be doing the opposite. And the facts don't back up this photo enforcement. It's really, if it was designed, as some studies have said, designed to change behavior, it would show the revenue going down instead of up. And these villages are just relying so heavily on the amount of money that's generated by these red light cameras.
Well, think about that. For a village, $695,000 at one intersection over less than 2 years. I mean, that's a stunning
amount. And it's the only intersection that they have red light camera.
Well, they should get two.
And we're looking at a whole series of other suburban locations right now that do the same thing.
Well, is it like this then? Well, I guess you're starting to answer my question. Is it like this throughout the city and the suburbs?
Well, yeah, the city has city of Chicago has certain exemptions, as you can imagine. But the suburbs have jumped onto this, and we're looking at eight different suburbs right now that are doing the same thing.
So this is a class action, Bob?
The what?
Is this a class action on your part?
Michael Tack did file individually and on behalf of others similarly situated, and it is a class action, yes.
So anybody who got a ticket at Manheim and Lake, are you saying, is part of the group?
Yes. You know, as you said, the amount of money was actually 12 plus 8, 20 months, and we think we can go back 5 years on this. So we're looking at a five-year possibility here.
Wow. Denise, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you, Denise?
Good morning. So this happened to me in Iowa. We were traveling there, and about 2 weeks later, I get a ticket in the mail and from a major highway.
On I-80.
And you got it. And they said, no one had stopped me, nothing. And they said, well, first of all, I called because I thought it was a scam. And she said, oh, no, this is the way that we patrol our highways. We don't have enough manpower.
This is in Iowa, though. You were on the other side of the line, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
So, but if one state is doing it, John, and making money, guess what?
Yeah, maybe we should get one coming the other way. How fast did they say you were going, Karen?
I was going, not Karen, thank you. I was going 77, and it was a posted 70. So I was going 7 miles over the
speed limit. Yeah. People have told us that.
Crazy.
Just before you get into Iowa, on the median between the east and west lanes on I-80, they have cameras there, and they're just running the meter on folks. 77.
Yes.
Like, that's a crime. How much was the ticket?
$75.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Denise. I've got Karen and others on the line. What do you say about that one, Bob?
You know, I'm not sure what the rule and the law and the statutes are in Iowa. So, but again, a lot of this, especially with the red light cameras, cameras do not prevent accidents or crashes. At right-hand turns, the amount of crashes, and it is unrelated really to the turn itself, is about 1.2%. And so they are generating 95 to 97% income at these intersections with people not contesting their tickets because they take the time off. They can't go down to the Village Hall in Stone Park
like this
and contest.
Like Michael Tock did. I'm out of time. Let's just follow this story because I'm all for safety. But I don't like the city running the meter on people who are not doing anything wrong. And I don't think what that guy did was wrong. And I'm not even sure that rolling a tiny bit through a red light, if you're making a right-hand turn, is worth $100 to the city.
So, and these are generally where you curve around, don't forget. These are not the 90-degree turn.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got to go, but nice to talk to you, Bob.
Okay, thanks. Talk to you later.
Bob Fioretti. And I know, let's all say it together. Well, then don't break the law if you don't want to pay the fine.